Welcome to an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Paul Enos, filling in for Sam Shad. Today, we are going to be talking national security and climate change with retired Vice Admiral Lee Gunn of the United States Navy. That's next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Today, we are speaking to Vice Admiral, retired Vice Admiral Lee Gunn, who was with the United States Navy and is now the Vice Chairman of the Center for Naval Analyses. See, did I get that right?
Excellent, right. And good, and it's great to be here.
How'd I do? Okay, today we're going to be talking about climate change and its impact on national security.
Sure.
So, the military, it's a beautiful thing because you guys have a contingency for everything. I mean, I think from Zika to a zombie attack. So let's talk about what the contingency is for climate change and what are the things we're considering in terms of what does that climate change need to look like and what are some of those threats?
Beginning in 2006 and continuing on to today, the Military Advisory Board at CNA, now a total of 35 retired admirals and generals, who have volunteered their time to be involved in a study from a national security perspective of some things that otherwise perhaps weren't being considered from that kind of approach. One of them, the first one, was climate change. The question was to the group that did the original study, is the climate changing? How fast is it changing? Is the military adapting where it needs to be, needs to do the things to confront this? And if not adequately, what needs to be done in the future?
Okay, so what are the answers? Are we doing what we need to do in terms
the,
of
the answer in 2006, 2007 was probably not enough. And some of the output of the original report, all of these things are on the CNA.org website. The output of the original report was effectively our group talking to the Defense Department and saying more needs to be done. Things like humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, which we're doing more frequently in the military all the time, need to be.
And we're good at it. I mean, we are the best in the world. All these people who want to talk about American exceptionalism that it doesn't exist, what a bunch of BS.
We come and help
these folks.
We come, we're organized, we bring the stuff that's needed, we save lives, we restore communities, and we leave. It's an extraordinary contribution America makes. So we need to recognize the existence of those things and the fact that they're being called for more frequently with some official missions. It used to be that the Defense Department said, gee, if you're prepared for the Great War during the Cold War, everything else would be a lesser included capability. But the fact is, you really do need to train and equip and manage yourself somewhat differently if you're going to do a lot more humanitarian assistance and disaster relief, which we are. And so the Defense Department did that. In the 2008 Quadrennial Defense Review, they recommended that it be recognized as a mission. In 2009, the DOD adopted it as a mission. We also said that the DOD needs to factor into virtually all of its planning the coming changes associated with climate change. The fact that people will be on the move around the world more frequently, and this will result in states that are already weak becoming failed and greater amounts of ungoverned territory.
So that means, climate change results in droughts, fewer food, an economy that worsens. So we have more stress at our borders,
right.
More people trying to get in. So, I mean, those are some of the things that we're thinking about in real terms.
Exactly, because this aggravates situations that already may potentially have to be dealt with. The military restores order, preserves security around the world on behalf not just of the U.S. and U.S. interests, but on behalf of the international commerce, trade, the community of nations.
Sure.
And there'll be greater stresses on that, and
so
we need to prepare for that.
So what are some of those places around the world that we're looking at in terms of, potential threats to America, to our security, if we do have, the polar ice melt?
Sure. Polar ice melt is both an opportunity and a risk. I think it was Crystal Serenity, but one of the Crystal Cruise Line ships docked in New York a couple of weeks ago, having made the transit from the West Coast across the polar route, which for the first time they considered to be adequately safe or sufficiently safe to permit that kind of transit. The Coast Guard says we're not prepared to provide search and rescue to the degree that would be required if something, God forbid, were to happen to
Sure.
a ship like a cruise liner. Shell Oil decided to drill in the off the North Slope and then gave up the effort because of rough weather, even in the best time of the year. So there will continue to be challenges there, and there's a potential for some great power conflict.
But, I mean, for, opportunities that you talked about, so we're opening up potential new shipping lanes.
We
which
are.
It may be a lot quicker to go, over than through the Panama Canal, right?
Of course.
In terms of, you mentioned Shell. I mean, potential petroleum reserves
sure.
unlocked. Anything, there's these trade-offs, right? These, negative and
there are winners and losers
positive.
In every situation,
yeah.
Absolutely. But for the Defense Department, it's important because of expectations we have for the preparedness and the responses that will be forthcoming. It's important for them to be prepared to operate. No one is saying that we're going to have a conflict in the Arctic regions with the Russians or any of the other Arctic nations, but there'll be some gentle pushing up there. There'll be some overreach by countries like Russia who will attempt to say, as they have in Eastern Europe, that this is ours, it's always been ours, and we want it to be ours again. There'll be some pushing. We need to be prepared to do that because American interests are at stake in that region.
All right. We are talking national security and climate change with Vice Admiral Lee Gunn of the United States, retired Admiral
yes.
of the United States Navy, also the Vice Chairman of the Center for Naval Analyses. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all new high-def TVs. Cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. Donald Trump says he alone can fix the problems we face. Well, I don't believe that's how you get things done in our country. It takes Democrats and Republicans working together. That's how we got health care for 8 million kids, rebuilt New York City after 9/11, and got the treaty cutting Russia's nuclear arms. We've got to bring people together. That's how you solve problems, and that's what I'll do as president.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message.
460 days. Joe Heck spent 460 days on duty protecting us, including a tour of duty in Iraq, saving the lives of American heroes.
At the same time, despite taking an oath to serve Nevadans, Cortez Masto spent 174 days on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips, Switzerland, Argentina, Hawaii, all with lobbyists and corporate donors. Some people give, others take.
Here in Nevada, those were the worst days of our lives, and Congressman Heck called it a blip.
In 2008, Joe Heck called Nevada's housing crisis a blip on the radar.
That's just how out of touch Joe Heck is.
After Heck sponsored a bill giving tax breaks to big banks, he took over $500,000 from Wall Street, including banks who caused the housing crisis.
It's clear what Joe Heck's priorities are, and families like mine get left behind.
Ask Me People is responsible for the content of this ad.
Sully's in Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch NFL and college football. With all-new high-def TVs, including the pop-up, our 17-foot TV wall, and all-new high-def TVs, cold beer, great food, and new TVs. Tamarack Junction.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are talking about national security, climate change, energy with retired Vice Admiral Lee Gunn, who is the chairman of the Center for Vice Admiral.
Yeah, there you go.
Center for Naval Analysis.
He's a military advisory board.
There we go. Okay, we got it all
the whole
out.
Title.
I hope not to say it again. All right. So we're talking about national security. Now, we have certain bases around the world, like Diego Garcia, in the Indian Ocean. That is, absolutely essential to our operations in Asia, in the Middle East. Climate change, does it threaten our ability to conduct operations from there?
It does. And not only does it affect the demand that will be placed on the future military to respond to crises that are induced by climate change, but it also affects our ability to generate readiness, which, after all, is what bases do for the U.S. military, to generate readiness both at home and abroad. You mentioned Diego Garcia. That's absolutely a serious problem because the runway there is about 6 feet above sea level, and sea level rise is going to threaten that and many other places around the world. In the United States, there are some 18 facilities that in the near future are likely to be threatened by climate change. A couple of them are suffering today. On the East Coast, Miami, Hampton Roads, that's Norfolk and the surrounding area, and Annapolis, Maryland, are already seriously threatened by rising seas. Even though they haven't risen very much, that plus the compounding storm surge when you have a storm and the like is reaping serious damage in those areas. Hampton Roads is the largest military collection of installations in the world. The Air Force has a master jet base there and the headquarters of the Air Combat Command. The naval base in Norfolk and the two naval shipyards in Norfolk are the largest naval installation by far in the world. They are all being flooded now, frequently, weekly in some cases, and it doesn't take a storm, it just takes rain. Because there's a combination of subsidence, largely due to pumping fluids, liquids, water, and oil from underground, a subsidence problem that compounds the sea level rise issue. The investment that will be required, the thing I'm concerned about, over the years in order to allow us to be continually operating from these very important places in the homeland and around the world is going to be enormous. And we need to start planning for this now because the news doesn't get any better as it gets older.
Okay, now, I do believe in climate change, and I believe that man has, an impact. I think we may disagree on the significance of our impact.
To this conversation, it doesn't matter whether mankind's changing it or not. It is changing.
So the fact, in 2009, we said, hey, there's not going to be any Arctic sea ice in 2013. You know, now we're seeing maybe that, you know, maybe that was off base a little bit. You know, maybe it's a 30% chance of not having, you know, any Arctic sea ice by 2040. I mean, it's kind of a chaotic system, right?
No.
I mean, the weather's chaotic.
Weather is chaotic. Climate is consistent. Climate is trending.
But chaotic. It does ebb and flow. I mean, throughout the geologic record,
we've had
times of warming and cooling, right?
You betcha.
And I mean, what you're talking about, you know, whether you agree with climate change or not agree with climate change, it's how we adapt.
But people play with figures. I don't remember anybody in 2010, any authoritative people, saying we'd be free of ice in the Arctic by 2013.
Well, I mean, I actually looked at a statement you made, I think, before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee in 2009, where you actually said, you know, by 2013 we may be free of Arctic ice.
maybe. I think I'd have to go back and check what I said, but I was wrong in that case, because I think the estimate for the scientific community was more like 2040 or 2050, that we would be completely ice-free. Now, you can transit. I said you could transit by 2013, and if that's what I said, then that was correct. But you're right. Things do ebb and flow, but For roughly 12,000 years, humanity has experienced the planet with pretty predictable climate year after year. And during that time, we built a whole lot of things we care about. And an enormous number of us live near the coasts. So we're affected by sea level rise and by the kinds of abrupt weather changes that are on the coasts. So those things, I think, are issues that we have to contend with and prepare for.
Now, Admiral, I want to talk about energy. I know you want to talk about energy, electricity. Do you mind if we take you to the next segment?
No, that'll be fine.
Fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to be right back with Vice Admiral Lee Gunn on Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States. Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Northern Nevada and Northern California's number one area rug cleaning facility is now Evergreen Carpet Care. Our four-step process begins with thoroughly removing all dirt, dust, and lint. Then your rug is expertly and delicately cleaned in our rug washing pool. After the cleaning process, we rinse your rug in our special centrifuge. Then your rug is hung to dry. Evergreen Carpet Care makes it easy with free pickup and delivery of your area rugs.
For expert rug cleaning and more, it's forever Evergreen.
Car trouble happens. It's inconvenient, costly, and sometimes even dangerous. Unless you've got this, a AAA card. Same size as a credit card, but it's actually a Get It card. Need a tow? Tire change? Battery? Get It. 24/7. All by AAA certified road service technicians. And a AAA card goes with you, no matter whose vehicle you're in. How much for all this peace of mind? Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call 1-844-867-3731.
With a AAA card, you get 24/7 emergency roadside service for just $56 a year. And discounts on purchases that can save you more than $56 a year. At places like Century Theaters, Reebok Outlets, Lens Crafters, auto repairs at any AAA-approved facility, and more. All for a price our members think is worth every penny. Only $56 a year. Call now and get it.
Get this hot and cold beverage container free. Visit AAA.com/get it or call AAA now at 1-844-867-3731.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. We are here for our third segment because this was so good. I mean, great conversation.
Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Thank you for staying. With Vice Admiral Lee Gunn, we are talking about climate change, national security. But now I want to talk about electricity. I want to talk about energy because that's really climate change and how we get our energy are integrally tied together. So let's talk about that. I know in 2006, we were talking about things like peak oil, that we aren't going to have enough oil by 2030.
Sure.
You know, 2016, we've got a glut. We're not talking about that anymore, because really mankind, I believe that we have a limitless capacity to adapt, to change, to move forward. So what are we doing in terms of electricity that will help us really confront some of the challenges that you're concerned about?
Well, I'm excited about what's happening in Nevada. This is one of the reasons I'm here, because I think Nevada is taking or contemplating taking the right steps in the direction that the state needs to go, both for the interests of Nevadans and also to be one of the leading states in the United States in a revolution that takes us to new energy. The natural gas, I don't want to say glut, but the abundance of natural gas that we're experiencing right now is excellent in many ways. The conversion that we're seeing of energy from coal to natural gas in power plants is very positive in many ways. Fewer emissions.
Less, good less, unless you're in West Virginia, right?
Yeah, well, that's Kentucky. Right. And as a matter of fact, that's a subject of a longer conversation, but there are things we need to do for the people of West Virginia who are losing their livelihoods and aren't able to move to new places. And there are examples in the world of countries that have addressed problems like that in very creative ways. The fifth report, or the sixth report, rather, that the Military Advisory Board has done is entitled National Security and Assured U.S. Electrical Power. From a national security perspective, continuous, reliable, in-phase electrical power is essential for providing for America's national security.
So right now, for clean energy, I mean, geothermal, you know, is a clean energy.
Sure.
That you can use that for base load. But, you know, there you have geographic constraints.
Right.
You know, wind, sunshine, those are all great, but they're variable, right? I mean, you don't have power when the sun isn't shining or the wind isn't blowing. So you look at how can we use that as base load power, and what are we doing in terms of developing battery technology to sustain those kind of energies?
Well, from the batteries that have to be lugged around by Marines and soldiers on the front lines and therefore are both lightened and can be recharged with rollout solar panels, the military is on board. As a matter of fact, the Commandant of the Marine Corps got an email from a first lieutenant who was a platoon leader in Afghanistan, saying, "You told us, boss, that we could write you directly, and so here's an email to you that tells you that my troopers out here are using rollout solar panels." This is 2007, 2008. Rollout solar panels that their parents have sent them because the Marine Corps doesn't provide them in order to charge their batteries. So they can carry fewer batteries in that 110-pound kit they lug around at 120 degrees.
Sure.
The military, from the front lines all the way through the equipping of USS Macon Island, which is a 50,000-ton small aircraft carrier that supports the Marines, with a hybrid propulsion system, the military is adapting to these kinds of things.
Can you talk to somebody at Samsung? I mean, I think they're having a little bit of a problem with their batteries on their Galaxy Note.
I'll show you my non-Galaxy 7.
So, in terms of how we generate energy, you know, we were generating a lot from coal. We did have nuclear. I mean, Japan, you look at Japan before the tsunami, they were using a tremendous amount of nuclear power. That's now decreased. Is nuclear anywhere in
nuclear terms of- is absolutely in the mix. And I think it needs to be more in the mix in the future. The Navy has operated small nuclear reactors, dense power reactors at sea in the most challenging environments now since 1954. Come on.
Any accidents?
None. The Navy safety standard, if I went to sea in a nuclear submarine, I would have to turn that in when we went to sea for 63 days. And I couldn't get it back until we were back because the allowable dosage on my dosimeter that I wear around 24 hours a day would be exceeded by the radium on the dial
on
the
watch.
The Navy knows how to operate this, and many of the nuclear operators, at one time the majority of the nuclear operators around the country, were former Navy nukes. Nuclear power has a big role to play.
Now, we have seen places like India. They are looking to increase their nuclear power capacity, but they're not using uranium. They want to use thorium because they actually have a tremendous amount of thorium. And when you look at a state like Nevada, we've got a lot of thorium here too. Now, I know that's, you know, that's kind of a larger debate on nuclear power, but I mean, does that make any sense compared to what we've used in the past? I mean, the difference, I guess you can't weaponize thorium like you can uranium.
Well, there are apparently many, many advantages to thorium. I'm not an authority on that, and we don't have a position on that. We believe, though, that the solution for electrical energy in the near future is an all-of-the-above approach. You talked earlier about the transportation industry. Of course, drop-in energy-dense fuels are...
Diesel. Got to put one in.
Can you say it again?
Diesel, energy-dense, that's right.
Good. And whatever ultimately substitutes for or at least augments diesel, that needs to be worked on. There needs to be a national energy strategy. One of the things that our National Security and Assured Electrical Power says is that there needs to be a national energy strategy.
And we can find that paper at CNA.org.
Correct.
Admiral, Vice Admiral, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy this conversation. We're going to be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Hi, my name is Alan Rock from Consigned Furniture, and this is my dog, Reagan. When Reagan was a puppy, she wanted to be a police dog. But as you can see, she's a little bit of an underachiever. So she'd like to help all the canine officers in Reno, Sparks, and Washoe County to get the equipment they need.
Register now for the 9K, 5K, and Kids Run on Saturday, October 1st at the Summit Mall in South Reno by visiting www.k-9partners.org. Purchase a t-shirt at the Consigned Furniture booth. 100% of the proceeds help support the canine program.
Tomorrow I'll be back with the president of the University of Nevada, Mark Johnson. That's tomorrow on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers. Thanks for watching and listening.